down the sort of the same path he did against the Steelers without any interference.
Yeah, it was on my side. Everybody was stepping back, really. But now all week in practice, we're working on, you know, people kicking their sky kicks, you know, because after a while, you know, they start seeing us getting a little space and they get nervous, so they wouldn't really kick the ball deep to us. And they popped it up, and I was able to get to the ball. And the boys did a great job blocking it for me, Jules, Fee, Vontae, and they just, I think, parted like the Red Sea. Well, let me say the Red Snow, because it's snow outside.
What's it like just that final 2 minutes, 5 seconds, just to watch just the ups and the downs?
Man, I you couldn't even really get emotional. It was too confusing. You'd be like touchdown. You'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, whoa, touchdown. Like, yeah, whoa. You know what? Hold on. Let's just slow this down. As long as we got the ball last, we all right.
Jacoby, on the kickoff that you returned, did it look like it before one time Jerry Rosberg maybe told you? Did he say something to you that they might be kicking?
Yeah, he would like alert this guy, but I was so locked into my I was just zoned on, like, take this thing back. So I'm walking around the end zone like I usually do, pacing. I just happened to turn and look, and the kicker was short. I was like, oh, snaps. So I just started hauling butt, and thank God I got there in time. Because I think Jerry probably would have cut me.
What do you see from Joe in those kind of clutch situations? What do you see from him today?
Man, since last year when we got to those situations, you know, I always see Joe. He's the same person, night and day. Cool, calm, collect, never panics. He threw a good ball. He's still like, it's whatever. Threw a bad ball, like whatever. He threw a touchdown. Then he'd be like, yeah! You know, a little fist he throw. That's the only time I see him. But that's Joe. He'd be cool and calm, man.
Jacoby, you're not from this part of the country, so it must have been kind of a shock to play in conditions like this. How did it affect it?
You know what? I say that, but playing here last year, we played in Denver. That was crazy. We played in a tornado in Chicago. Played in a monsoon in preseason in Tampa. There you go. We was in Disneyland on ice today.
Did you want to bring the last one up where you took the touchback?
Nah, because the team we had set up was like not for like a real return. It was for us. We thought it was going to scrub the ball to us. So I was like, you know what? Be smart. Get a good drive on.
What's made the difference for you in recent games? I mean, obviously some really big returns and whatnot. What's changed for you?
You know, that chemistry, you know. Like, I haven't been back there. Like, the first one I was out and I finally got back in. So the chemistry with my guy, that blocking from, we got that chemistry going. And then health. I'm feeling good again. Feeling like the old 12.
All right.
Dig that.
Thanks, Jacoby. Barnes?